Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast with special guest Gwen Reyes. Hello, everybody. I'm Brian Kluger. I am joined by Adam Conway, Andrew Conway, and special guest Gwen Reyes from RealVixen.com. Gwen, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for having me.
Happy to have you.
Yay! It's already been crazy. I started reviewing film and television in 2009 as a ghostwriter. And now I get to write with my own name, which is very exciting.
What was your ghostwriter name?
It was somebody else.
Ghostwriter.
Ghostwriter. I ghostwrote for
what kind of mic did you write? Oh, wait, wrong.
A clear one. but yeah, so I'm really excited to be here.
Sweet. Well, what college did you go to?
I went to Sweetbriar College, which is a small women's college in Central Virginia. We had like 500
Not
students.
Sure, but just...
Were you born in Texas?
I wasn't. I was born in Florida, but I grew up in Plano, which is where I live now still. So I went to college,
Florida.
Came back.
Where in Florida?
Orlando. I did not grow up with Mickey Mouse, though, unfortunately.
We were born in St. Petersburg, so...
Oh, very cool. See, small world.
Three Floridians.
Yeah. But our mascot...
Florida. Oh, I'm sorry.
And our mascot at Sweetbriar was a vixen, and I started a film club called Real Vixens, and then I stole the name.
Oh, what'd they do?
We tried to watch movies and talk about them.
It
was really just me sitting in our auditorium by myself, because after like 2 weeks of doing it, my friends were like, no, we're not. That's why I don't let people pick movies anymore. So you show up, this is the movie we're watching. That's it.
I agree.
It's not a democracy.
Well, it's going to be an awesome episode. We have lots in store for you today. Our first thing, as always, we start out with our top three something this week. The top three movies that should be remade but haven't yet. Now I'm going to pass it over to the handsome man to my left, Adam Conway. What are your top three movies that should be remade but have not yet?
Well, this is like a really... tough thing to choose because there's lots of movies that are technically in development that I want to see remade, but since they're already in development, it's hard to like choose them.
How do you distinguish though? It hasn't been made yet, so you can.
Yeah, it has not out.
It hasn't come out yet. It's talks are talks.
Being made now or.
Well, I guess there's a lot of Stephen King stuff that I want to see remade, especially stuff like from the 80s, like Lawnmower Man. I think would be
a good remake.
Awesome. Silver Bullet would be awesome.
Silver Bullet would be cool. Lawnmower Man, who would you get to replace Jeff Fahey or Pierce Brosnan?
Daniel Craig and someone else.
You don't care if you can play anything.
It's just basically the graphics. Those graphics are terrible if you see them today.
Oh, so you want to do it in a special effect. Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
It's like they did with Tron. It'll be Lawnmower Man Legacy.
Only parts of it will be in 3D.
I feel like they actually made a sequel. I think it might have
There was Lawnmower Man 2. Yeah. And it was like a virtual reality. What's the next thing? Is it going to be like hologram stuff?
Yeah.
Or
it's hard to say. They're going to go back to virtual reality because, you know, they think that's the future.
So it's like reboot TV show. But
everybody will be looking through Google Glass.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
The next big thing.
He never went full retarded.
I have Short Circuit.
They're remaking that, aren't they?
They are. That's what's what.
And they got Ben Fisher to come back too, right? As the Indian guy.
Did they get him to come back?
Well,
I don't know.
How can you replace him?
Well, you can
get
the guy from Slumdog Millionaire. He basically is who he bases his character off.
Okay.
Then there is Something Wicked This Way Comes, Ray Bradbury's movie.
Wow.
It was not that great. But yeah, I think that...
Yeah, a lot of people probably haven't seen that movie.
So. That and Illustrated Man, like, were both like...
Oh,
never
did
seen
they actually
anybody.
Make a movie of Illustrated Man?
Yeah, it was not good at all. Okay. Yeah, his stuff, I'm surprised people haven't...
His stuff's good, but the movies weren't.
Yeah. Well, like, his stuff's good for the picking, you know, especially now with all the advancements in technology.
That'd be awesome.
But the number one movie I want to see remade is Super Mario Brothers.
Oh.
Yes.
And
I love
John
Leguizamo.
I don't know if you can redo that, though. That's a classic.
It's like the worst.
No,
I enjoyed it.
Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
From Roger Rabbit.
It has a nice cast. Like, the cast was actually really good. It's just,
what was Princess, the girl? Who has she been in recently?
Samantha Mathis.
Oh, what has she been in?
Okay.
Who has she been in? It's another
cool.
She's
different
been
podcast,
TV,
though.
You know, for the most part. She's, you know, she was like married to, or River Phoenix before he died.
Oh,
that's
River
right.
Phoenix married before he died?
River Phoenix died? Well, same. Like,
not Joaquin, but, you know, people wish it was that way around.
Oh.
That would be awesome.
I like
because that movie was kind of terrible.
Yeah, so I think that would be a good
one. No, Dennis Hopper, you know, is a good role.
Dennis Hopper's dead too.
Oh, so he won't be coming back for the remake.
The Goombas were so weird looking. Just like 12-foot guys with small heads.
All
right.
I know, a
few of those.
It was just poor decision making all around. I'm sure if someone else could do it again, they'd do it.
But I like the
job.
I did like the whole like steampunk sort of.
And it would be
retro.
Really popular now. Yeah.
It would.
Post-apocalyptic future.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
man, they
it.
Were ahead of the time with
I know,
that.
That's
film.
In right now because that's hot. It's hot in Hollywood.
They just can't get any type of video game.
You got a lot of post-apocalyptic movies coming out. It'd be perfect timing.
Those are basically my top three.
top 10,
whatever.
Right.
You know,
pretty funny.
Semantics.
Those
whatever.
Are good choices, man. All right, Adam, Andrew, how about you?
It's Gween.
Gween.
She's coming, don't worry.
She's coming. One of the movies that I always talk about, one of my favorites, Monster Squad.
Oh,
I think it's a little movie that's underrated by far.
Oh, man, that movie's so awesome.
Has one of the coolest, werewolves in it. That way the werewolf transitions is, like, one of the coolest
Uncle Rico
from Napoleon Dynamite. But, yeah, it's a movie I'm surprised hasn't been remade. There's always talks of it going to be coming out soon, remade.
Yeah, I would love to
it's
see
in the
it.
Works, but
it's in the works, of course. But every movie's in the works. But, yeah, I
like just can't like something like that. It could be so difficult to have like all these kids texting on their phones now and just high school
Frankenstein's tweeting.
High school
it was
musical,
so weird.
But with Monster Squad, that'd be weird. But I want to see that.
He's Instagramming selfies of himself. Doesn't know why. But
I wonder if they'd still have like the Holocaust guy there, the scary German guy.
Yeah. Would all the monsters be like? You know,
who doesn't believe
Twilight versions of the monsters?
Okay.
All brooding teenagers, you know.
I hope so.
As long as they have the guy that wears the Bulls T-shirt.
Along
there.
The same lines as Monster Squad, but it's a movie I don't know if it should be remade, but it's gonna become Goonies. I feel Goonies.
I'd like to see a sequel more than a remake.
I would like to see a sequel, but I feel like the cast is past its prime for even a sequel.
No way.
Oh.
No way. I mean, several people died, but...
Yeah, it's like, isn't half the cast dead?
Yeah.
Well, none of the kids.
So, you know, it's a
great
story,
dead,
man.
Mama Fratelli's dead.
Well, they can, you
Sean Astin's dad.
CGI
in
her
dead.
Back in.
It's like my dream of having a remake of Gremlins.
Oh, that would be, I know.
Goonies would be cool. I like to see a sequel more.
But is that on your list, Gremlins?
Yeah. And then an animated movie that I really enjoyed that I would love to see a remake, even a live-action remake, is The Secret of Nim.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a powerful movie.
That's a cool movie.
Bummer, man.
Yeah.
It's like the saddest story.
It's
there was a sequel to that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
a
terrible
really
that would be
sequel
awesome
to, it, but
to see a live.
I know, it'd be cool. I know that people have said they've been working
like
on
all CG.
Yeah,
would you do Jim Henson style or would you do CG style?
Price had to go CG.
Would you keep them still mice or would you like actually make it like a human version?
That would be
still
funny. Keep it mice. And
I always
rats.
Had a crush on the rat.
Nicodemus or the actual
Nicodemus. That's a good option. I didn't even think of it. That'd be cool.
And
an awesome one.
Yeah. All my movies are kind of along the same line, but yeah, I think that's it. I'd throw out a trilogy that will probably be remade or actually sequelized pretty soon. Back to the Future.
Yes.
I feel like
it's so difficult to remake those.
That's
right.
It's too tough.
Isn't it that one of those films like The Wizard of Oz that you really The Wizard of Oz.
Well, they remade
that, like
the Wizard
of Oz. Gone with the Wind. That's like so
Gone
iconic
the back,
that
yeah.
you can't.
It's definitely
but I feel
iconic,
like
but I feel like there should be
the
a new.
Wind.
There could be another, you know, bring it out with a new take, a fresh take on it, because it's been long enough, and Hollywood, you know, doesn't have a lot of new ideas.
Who would
so I feel like it's. It's
I
on its way. It's probably already in development that we don't know about. It. Michael J. Fox will be taking over.
Eric Stoltz would come reprise his role as Michael J. Fox. He'd come back.
And Christopher Webber's not doing anything.
Christopher
Lloyd, and he still looks young. So
Michael J. Fox will
play.
Take over Christopher Lloyd's part. And he'll be the new Doc, and there we go. I'm
totally down with it. It
we'll
could
see.
It could be like and instead of being
and if worse comes to worse, we could always we always remake Mac and Me because who doesn't want to see a new Mac and Me
with Paul Rudd
with Paul Rudd
or Milo and Otis. Hello, Marlo.
But you know, that's all I got now. What about you, Gwen?
They can combine that with All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I know. Oh, then I'm just crying again in the corner. Like a live action version. It'd be like the combination of All Dogs Go to Heaven and Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. Just dying.
Mixed with Kudrow for Charlie.
So sad. Well, mine are a little bit more lady-centric, except for some of them.
Yeah,
did
you
four.
Know where my head's
I did four.
At.
You hated the
teenage
leading men in these movies?
No, I just rewatched Harry Met Sally recently, and I would love to see a new version with the same script. Or like a new,
that'd
like,
be awesome, yeah.
Like just a new take on that. Because I think Nora Ephron was just one of the
I think
most.
Jason Reitman
Billy
did,
Crystal,
a,
younger,
didn't he do like
younger
one of those
girl.
Like, you know, script readings at his.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They did, and they did a final script reading for, oh, did we lose it?
No.
Okay. For just crazy. But I just rewatched it, and it's one of those films that every time you watch it at a different stage in your life, something.
It means something different.
It means something
yeah,
different.
Yeah.
Like I'm now at that. The stage where they finally become friends in my own life, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah." It's weird going
Nick
back
Aaron,
and watching
Meg,
movies
Meg
like they used to watch as a kid, and then you're like,
"Now we're there." Their
and that one's actually good.
Wow.
Yeah, and when
there's a lot more perversion in this than I realized as a kid.
Ooh, that would be a good one to recast Crystal and Ryan.
Yeah,
that'd be
awesome. Hard.
There's some
maybe
really
Emma, well,
memorable
you
mean, lines
I was gonna
in there
say Emma
too.
Stone, but. She might be too.
As Billy Crystal's party.
Yes, as Billy Crystal.
Emma Stone as Billy Crystal.
As Billy Crystal.
That's a good choice.
And then also I, because I'm obsessed, but I'd love to see a, like maybe a modern or a new version of Little Women, even though I think every version that's come out.
Not
is,
period.
Winona Ryder's
like,
version?
In the,
yeah, because I think
in
that
the
Winona Ryder's version is so good, and it really taps into like the early 90s redoing of the female film and the melodrama that they were trying to like, like Douglas Sirk era.
Sort of like,
but it would
be
cool.
Good
to do a modern
cast.
Version of it.
Did Joss,
yeah.
Joss Whedon just did Much Ado About Nothing.
He
it's
did.
Sort of modernized,
and he,
right?
And it
so,
was great.
Was
it was
good,
really
so something
good.
Like that,
something
right?
Like that, where
like
it's
a post-apocalyptic little.
Yes. And then she actually gets together with Laurie. And then I don't have
she's
like
the
crush,
cyborg, you know.
Crush dreams.
Yeah.
But then I also I would love to see, as I'm obsessed with Westerns right now, but really dark Westerns.
Awesome.
I'm really into Hell on Wheels and Deadwood, of course, but I'd love to see The Searchers redone.
Oh,
it's so dark and so good. And,
that'd be hard.
I know you like Westerns. I love Westerns.
Like you were saying, it's a,
remember they made
these iconic characters.
Yeah, because they tried to do it with, I mean, they did try to do a Searchers TV version, I think, but then like Unforgiven and stuff. But then I also picked Rope because I love the like the one room psychological thriller of there's a dead body in the room and let's just talk around it.
Is there a rope in it? Is there a rope somewhere?
No.
Okay, so that might be a little confusing.
Yeah,
I'm going
be.
Back to Little Women. What about
an
all black cast of Little Women?
Ooh, like the all black cast of Steel Magnolias, which
yes,
was,
all black
which
men.
Really
good.
I think all black men. All black men dressed up as women.
But it would be, I mean, then you definitely couldn't put it period because
that
was Civil War and you couldn't do a
little modern one.
Like with the Searchers, they did like the Sons of Katie Elder where they made it as brothers, you know, with Mark Wahlberg. So it's urbanized.
An urbanized version.
The Four Brothers?
Yeah, Four Brothers.
That's actually, that wasn't a bad movie.
I forgot about that movie.
Every
time Mark Wahlberg's in anything, I'm like, no.
I liked him in.
I liked him in the last few movies.
There was a time
like,
that
was
he was good.
He's great in Ted.
He's
great in Departed.
Two Guns was really good.
I haven't
seen
Two Guns, but.
Uggies?
You know Mark Wahlberg.
I heard Huckabees.
Oh,
Mark
Wahlberg
was great.
There was
other
great.
Guys.
There was
the
great.
Other guys are so funny.
Yeah, there's. I like him as a comedian.
His comedic roles are good, but.
The other ones, I'm like, they're not doing much.
Yeah.
So you're not excited for Transformers 4, is what you're saying?
Who is, really?
I'll take a nap through it.
I think there's actually a break.
I've done that with all
movie.
Three
like,
of the other ones.
There's 2 hours, then like a 30-minute break, and then the rest of the movie, about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not looking forward to that.
So, Brian, what are your...
I have a bunch written down. I was trying to think first one on my list, just maybe because it's so fresh in my memory from seeing the riff tracks, but Starship Troopers. Just feel like that needs to be remade because the first one, although
it would make it so serious.
There's been 10 sequels or something like
the
that.
The first one tried to be serious.
I think Casper Van Dien
show wasn't bad.
I think Casper Van Dien is shooting at his house right now, making sequels.
I think they could
his basement.
Do a really nice dark remake of that, kind of like they went and did Dread and.
Yeah,
the one that everybody hated, Total Recall.
Yeah,
because they were so silly when they first came out.
Yeah.
They had elements, but they were silly, and then they went.
I actually
took
like the original
Starship Troopers was pretty serious in my.
I forgot.
Really,
Running
I didn't
Man.
Think
I
so.
I want to see a Running Man remake so bad.
Running Man.
Now I want to see Stargate.
Gillian.
Let's just be
Stargate.
Game over.
What is another one? Let's see. I've got Doctor Strangelove on there.
Really? You want to see that remade?
Yeah, because it was
who
like...
Who else could play Peter Sellers, though?
Someone may played him.
Sam
in
Rockwell,
movie, who played Peter Sellers,
Sam Rush.
Jeffrey Rush. There you go.
But I feel like that movie, it was about the nuclear arms race. That's no longer. We can do something like that.
Nuclear
something today.
Chemical
I think that'd
warfare
be fun as hell, huh?
Yes.
Chemical warfare.
Yeah, something like
bullying.
That. That'd be cool.
You know who would be a terrible scriptwriter for that? Aaron Sorkin.
Yes, he would.
What's a word?
Talking.
Yeah, everybody
talking,
walks
talking.
In the movie and they can't
everyone's
sit down and talk.
Nukes out of a plane. Let's talk on this.
I could do They Live. They Live as a remake. That would be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe
yes.
With a happy ending this time.
No way. No
they
way.
They Lived.
They Live. Part 2. Real Genius would be a cool remake.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Just because it would be a modern day.
Just bring Val Kilmer back. Why not?
Oh, what about Weird Science? Yeah.
I thought of Weird Science
on my list.
But man, Weird Science.
Such a great remake.
Too, I think it's too classic.
I know. It'd be hard. That's what I was. I didn't say because I thought it would be too hard.
I also had Flash Gordon on there. I feel like.
They tried to remake that a few times.
TV series.
Yeah,
but
it was super boring.
Well, they made a TV series.
Oh,
so it's sort of like
okay.
Flash Gordon-esque with like Battlestar Galactica is what you want.
Yes,
to the new Battlestar.
Yes. And the one that I think that should never be remade, the one movie that cannot be remade is Rocky Horror Picture Show. Because there's just so many elements to it that went wrong, but it's so right.
Glee did it.
Yeah.
Glee did it, but I know MTV bought the rights to it and they're trying to remake it, but how do you replace those characters or those actors and how do you make it...
That's really interesting.
Ezra Miller was great as.
I feel like Ben Affleck is supposed to play Tim Curry's role in that. But, since he got Batman now,
he's not as sexy
as Tim Curry was.
Really
to each his own, I guess.
I think Ezra Miller actually could do that.
Oh, yeah. Ezra Miller? Oh, from
he's
The Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Yeah.
That would be cool. But man,
looks great in Lace.
Lace
looks well.
It's just like all like the nuances and like mistakes in that movie that made it what it is. It's still playing in theaters every weekend. And it's how do you remake something like that? You don't want to make it good, but you don't want to make it bad either.
Unless making a different version. Like.
I don't know. I love it. What, do you have another
you
one?
You either love or hate it.
No, I was trying to think if there was other movies. I would never want to see like a remake of The Godfather.
I would never want to see a remake of E.T.
It's called Godfather.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Close Encounters of Third Kind, that's fine. But E.T.
Do you think you can remake Ferris Bueller or Breakfast Club?
Ferris Bueller maybe, but not Breakfast Club.
I think the opposite. I've never
seen Breakfast Club all the way through.
Did you fall
asleep?
Exactly.
That's why it needs to be remade.
It was
Gwen hasn't seen
no,
it.
No, I know, right?
They all bond and become best friends for life.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, we're sorry. We ruined the movie.
One day I'll watch it. Because it's always on like
FX
movies and it's like 8 hours long because it's edited for... And I'm like, I don't have time for
that. Edited for content, but like 4 hours of
commercials.
Oh, A League
of Their Own. That can never get remade. Ever.
Tom Hanks as Jimmy Dugan is like an iconic role to me.
It's like my favorite.
Avoid the Clown.
Yeah. I'm going to say what Tom Hanks... I feel like Big can't really be remade because I don't know. There's different connotations.
Big was
now.
Remade, wasn't
it? Was
17 again?
It was a Jennifer Garner movie.
13
basic,
going on 30.
I love
13
going on 30.
But there was like time travel
in
that too, which was weird.
Yeah, one of those movies.
Well, our top three movies that should be remade but haven't yet. Please let us know what you think and give us some suggestions.
Yeah, give us your thoughts, what you think should be remade.
Excellent. Thank you.